This week, the leaders of the G20 nations are gathering in Mexico, where they will make difficult decisions regarding the stability of the global economy. The Jesuit Refugee Service is urging world leaders to place social cohesion at the core of their decision-making process and not lose sight of the needs of more than 45 million forcibly displaced migrants worldwide. JRS Communications Director James Stapleton told Chris Altieri that refugees have much to offer their host societies.
What many people don't know about the G20 is two of the issues on the table are food security and the social consequences of globalization. We all know today that migration is integral to how globalization is working throughout the world. And we know that the leaders are going to sit down and they're going to discuss some of the very serious economic difficulties facing the world. But what we want them to do is to also think of the 45 million refugees, asylum seekers, and internally displaced people who are really feeling the effects of the economic downturn at the moment. And we're looking for some concrete measures that could be taken. The first one is much more straightforward. It's for political leaders to be a little bit more realistic and a little bit more positive about forced migration around the world. Far too often we see a lot of the hostility of host populations toward refugees. They're actually following the leadership or the stances taken by their political leaders. Very few people in host populations have contact with refugees and other forced migrants. And the opinions that they're getting from politicians, we're asking politicians to think twice before they do that. Second, what we're asking them to do is to enhance opportunities for marginalized communities, not just refugees and the host populations of refugees. We're talking about more money for microfinance. We're talking about strengthened grants for people to start up their own businesses, because at this particular difficult time, if these groups are not taken into account now, they risk being paying twice, as one might say.
And that's something that's actually been very much at the heart of the Holy Father's social encyclicals, and is coming out of a strain of Catholic social thought that was sort of crystallized in Centesimus Annus. This whole idea that people who are on the margins are, well, not to put too fine a point on it, on the margins because they're on the margins, and oughtn't so much to be treated as wards to be cared for or as burdens, but that we need to really seek to actualize their potential as contributors. That's where I'm seeing anyway, the microfinance and the grants to start businesses and things coming into it. But it also moves it off of the strictly humanitarian into the realm of policy. Do I have that right?
Yes. I mean, obviously we're talking about minimum standards. Obviously we're talking about social networks. We think that there is a minimum with which people need to have before they can live a life in dignity. But having said that, if we only look at groups as to what they need, we're never going to be able to realize the huge potential that they have to be able to give. We're talking about people who have taken the decisions, who have left their countries of origin, who have left families and friends behind. They often bring with them skills, languages, and a huge amount of inner strength. And I think what we should be doing is trying to capitalize on this rather than to take a paternalistic approach and say to give people the opportunity to give back.
You offer some concrete examples, especially example of the situation in Jordan. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Well, what we actually see is when politicians make positive statements, when politicians welcome the arrival of people, you mean, it's difficult when refugees arrive. They do put sometimes, when they arrive in very large numbers, put pressures on scarce resources at local level. But when politicians make the effort, we've found that populations follow on. And we see this at the moment in Jordan. We see Jordanians welcoming Syrians into their households. We see Jordanians getting together in networks to provide food and other emergency support for refugees. But not just in Jordan, not just in the developing world, but also we also see it in France, a recent project of the Jesuit Refugee Service in France, where French citizens, religious communities are now opening up their homes, opening for up to 6-8 weeks to receive asylum seekers into their homes. People want to give, and people and refugees have a lot to give. Now it's time for political leaders to actually catch up with what their citizens are doing, catch up with the best practices of their citizens, rather than always lagging behind, always waiting to see.